88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. Member-supported public radio from California State University, Northridge, streaming on the web at kcsn.org. Now, I've been telling you all afternoon that we're going to be joined by LP in the studio, and the time has come. Now, yesterday, Sky premiered LP's brand new single called Night Like This from a forthcoming album called Forever For Now. Sky was very heartfelt when he talked about it, and it's perfectly in line with the set that LP performed at the KCSN benefit concert in November when the crowd was completely won over and really, really loved her. I noticed after her set, she came out into the crowd and people swarmed around her waiting for an opportunity to shake her hand and get their picture taken and tell her how much they enjoyed her. And I'm going to admit right here live on the air that I was one of those people. And now I'm really happy to welcome LP into the KCSN studios on this beautiful, glorious, sunshiny day. Hi, LP. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really well. And thank you so much for braving this, what appears to be mother of all storms coming
in.
I love
it. I think we need it. We need some rain.
In fact, I can see out the window right behind you, and it looks like like it's just
small children flying by.
Actually, there's a large one. LP's got her guitarist Tim sitting next to her as well. Thank you
for joining us,
Tim.
You,
how are you?
I'm good.
Now, LP, I was one of several hundred people at the El Rey Theater last night when you opened up for Codaline, and from where I was standing, this is what happened. The show started, and you hit the stage, and there were clearly people there who knew that they were there to see you. They knew who you were, and they were looking forward to it. But it was a fraction compared to the full crowd, which was there for Codaline. And as the set went on, and I'm going to ask you if you noticed this too, but as the set went on, more and more and more people were clearly getting turned on to you. That by the time the show was over, they were way into you. And I went out on stage to introduce Codaline, and I asked the crowd to give you another round of applause, and I would say they went nuts. They went nuts when I mentioned your name. So when you're on the stage, do you see that? Do you feel that? And what does that feel like to be up there with that kind of energy coming back to you?
It feels really good. I have this annoying thing called in-ear monitors in my ears. So it's not as palpable as I would like. One of my shows on this tour, they couldn't do them or something like that, and I didn't wear them, and it was a lot more, and I was like, oh, that's what I'm missing, you know, like the crowd interaction, which I can still feel it, but it's like, you know, as they say, that terrible expression of picking your nose with a glove on, you know.
that is a terrible expression.
A little different.
That's new to me.
But we thank you for bringing that up.
No problem.
We are talking with LP live on 88.5 KCSN. She's got a new album coming in May called Forever For Now. And she's got a ukulele in her lap, and Tim's got a 12-string Martin guitar, I believe, acoustic. And we're going to ask you to play a song. Now, this is one that our listeners will know. Is this also going to be on the album?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the live EP was just that. It was a live EP. There's always the studio record to follow. It's just that Into the Wild kind of took on a life of its own, so we toured a lot for that song. And so it set back the record a bit, probably almost a year.
Right.
So then, you know, now we're done with the record, so...
So this song, our listeners will know, but in fact, it's also on the forthcoming album.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, how about you play that for us right now on KCSN?
Thank you.
Long way, and
88.5 KCSN. That is Into the Wild. It's live right here in the studios. LP performing that. And, you know, LP, last night I was talking to some people in the audience, and several of them commented on what a fine whistler you are. So I don't know if you've heard that before, but people in the audience were talking about it. The other thing that's really captivating is your voice. Everybody notices the power of your voice and the sound of your voice. Did you work on that growing up? Did you take lessons, or is that natural?
I studied a bit of opera, and then I studied just like basic voice, which was basically just scales. I just did a lot of scales, and I have to kind of warm up to get my voice to a certain place where I can belt it like that. And just like being on the road and having to do that like six nights a week and in not the best like conditions. So right. Like just doing those scales, and then I do cool downs after. So just like kind of made my voice stronger. So I worked at it.
Well, it's a wonderful calling card. I can't think of another singer who sounds quite like you, and it's very powerful, very nice stuff. Now, I'm pretty sure that every man, woman, and child, including the ones that we saw flying across the windows behind you here in the storm, has heard that song, or at least a part of that song, in a Citibank TV commercial that was on TV constantly for a while there. And the question that I want to ask you about that is, right when your voice comes in is a kind of a big epic moment in the commercial where the young lady climbs to the top of this big rock, and she's about a million miles in the air, and you're looking down and you realize she's got like barely enough room for her feet to stand. And that's when your voice comes in. So the question I want to ask you is, how much money would it take to get you to the top of that rock?
No, there's not really an amount of money.
Me either.
I was on a rock much lower than that and much wider, and I literally almost like the fire department almost had to come.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Very embarrassing.
My knees buckled just watching the commercial. Yeah. So I don't know how much they paid that young lady, but I'm sure it wasn't enough.
She's quite something, apparently. She does that stuff all the time.
Really? Yeah. The thing that strikes me is that she's got to get down from there, too.
They didn't show you, like, the helicopter that comes.
No, I'm sure that that's what they did. Well, listen, you are sitting there with a ukulele on your lap, and I checked. In fact, I couldn't find anywhere on the list of badass rock and roll instruments. Ukulele is not on the list.
Yeah, I know.
I looked.
People don't
sousaphone is on the list, but ukulele's not on there. But
I'm gonna have to find that person who makes that list.
It's gonna get on there now.
Yeah.
It's because
I bet you like flute is on that list.
Yeah, I bet you
because
flute
of Jethro Tull
and
whatever. But you know, that's not cool.
But ukulele's officially getting added.
I saw a baritone flute the other day. Oh my god!
Really?
Yeah, it was.
But that's
enormous.
Not on the list.
It was like, put that thing away. it was insane.
Well, now, how did you know that you could play a ukulele in rock and roll songs?
I just, like, I got it because I thought I was just going to be a writer, you know. After, you know, I'd been playing, I play a guitar and electric guitar and stuff, and I just picked it up as, like, my fun instrument to go to the studio with. So, like, have something to, like, you know, doodle on. And then I started, you know, getting back into the artist thing. I really, the whistle thing kind of was part of that. Like, I started doing all these whistle melodies on a ukulele just for fun. And then I started writing songs, again, just for fun. But under the watch of my manager that wanted me to get back into the artist thing pretty full force. And so I was like, okay. But I started writing these songs just, like, from this, like, in, you know, because this was the instrument I had with me all the time, and then it just kind of worked its way in, and it's just been very organic and natural how it came to be that instrument, you know.
Well, that's great. Actually, the Grammy people are calling now, and they would like to have that for an exhibit there. The exhibit of badass rock
someday
and roll instruments.
Definitely. I would be honored.
Well, how about you put it to use and play another song for us here on KCSN? This is a brand new one that Sky played on the air yesterday for the first
single time.
Tell us what is this one called?
It's called Night Like This, and it's a new single for the record.
Excellent. LP live on KCSN.
Hold on. You got me so into the ukulele that I didn't switch to the right ukulele.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, did I? Yeah, I did.
But the truth be told, she's got more than one of them back there, folks.
Right? No, you're Ta-da! Oh, K-Poles are so cute. Hi, everybody. Humans. Yay! Actual humans in the studio.
See, I told you it was live.
Look at that. Well, once again. Night like this.
KCSN live in the studio. It's LP and the brand new single that we premiered for you yesterday on KCSN. It's called Night Like This. LP's new album, Forever For Now, is coming out in May. And we've got LP here and we're talking some silly stuff here and even learning some things or two here. How you doing so far, LP? You having a good time?
Yeah, great time.
Excellent. Well, I heard that one of your friends, upon hearing your new album, said that she thought it sounded triumphant.
Yeah, she loves, it's really funny. She's a writer and an artist too. She actually has the latest Avicii song. She's a singer on it. I forget what it's called right now, but my friend Audra May, and she sent me an email that said that, and I was like, oh, yay.
Well, you know, I've seen you live twice now, once at our benefit concert in November and again last night at the El Rey Theater. And actually, I think triumphant is a really, really good one-word description of what you are on stage and the songs that you play. And I'm curious, when you're writing and when you're creating this music, not just writing it, but actually in the studio and all that, do you think about things like that? I want this to sound like triumphant, or I want it to sound somber, or do you just let it come out and whatever comes out?
I guess a little of both. I mean, I tend to probably like go for it more often than not. Like I like when things soar, you know, like my voice just wants to go there, you know, like when I don't go there, like Night Like This, the song we just did, is kind of was an effort in restraint more so than a lot of my songs, you know. But it just seemed like when, you know, Rob Cavallo produced a record, and, you know, I wrote many more songs than are on this record, and he I think, you know, he just kept picking all the big ones, you know, like that just became the kind of the theme of this record.
Well, some of the other songs that we're playing here on KCSN of yours, we play Someday, and also your cover of the Beyonce song Halo. And yeah, both of those also are just huge and epic and anthemic. So when I heard about triumphant, I just thought, yeah, that's it right there. That's the word, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really nice word.
And actually, it's a great feeling to have. I mean, triumphant really is a great, it feels great to think about what triumphant means. So it's a perfect description for you. Now, you talk about songwriting. What a lot of people might not know is that you've written songs for a lot of pretty big-name artists. In fact, Cher has covered a couple of your songs, and you had a top 10 hit single that Rihanna covered of yours. Joe Walsh has covered one of your songs, and Christina Aguilera has covered your songs. Do you write ever with people like that in mind, or do you just write and they hear it and go, ooh, I want to do that song too?
A little of both. I, with the Rihanna song, that was like a, you know, that was specifically for her. And even Cher, I think, that one of the songs I did was specifically for her. But a lot of them, you never know. Like, I mean, Night Like This was actually kind of, can I say that? I don't know, like Shakira, like actually bought it from me, and I heard people picked it up before I was actually going to put it on my record. And then, you know, my producer, Rob, had never heard it. So then my manager played it for him, and he's like, what is this? And then I said, oh, this is a song I wrote for Shakira. He goes, no, you didn't. So that was, you know, you never know. Like, a little of both happens, you know.
So then does Shakira not get to record it now? Do you pull it back from her? Is that
well,
how that
yeah,
works?
You know, I think she kind of changed directions, like, in the middle. You know, a lot of artists, like, when they're, like, putting their records together, sometimes they get a bunch of songs, and then they go, yeah, I don't think I'm going to go back the dance route or whatever, you know.
Right. Well, LP, I got to tell you, first of all, let me remind everyone, we are talking with LP live on 88.5 KCSN. And I got to tell you, most of us, when we sit down in the morning and write out our to-do list, we have never put on there, write a song for Cher. Or if we have, we haven't actually done it. But so kudos to you. Must have been a nice to-do list. Well, how about we hear one more song from the new album? In fact, this is one that this is going to get its intergalactical premiere now on the internet and on 88.5 KCSN. What is this one called
that you guys are going to play? One Last Mistake.
It's LP live on KCSN.
Somebody I don't know.
KCSN live LP in the studios. A brand new song from her forthcoming album, Forever For Now. That's called One Last Mistake. And unfortunately, it's the last song you're going to do for us today. But honestly, I
that sounded like such a death sentence. That is the last song you will ever do.
Yeah, that's what I was intending. Death sentence. That and triumphant. No, I could sit here and listen to you all day. So I'm sorry
us.
That it's your last song. But you played last night with Codaline. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to be in the audience for that. So that's 2 days in a row now. So I shouldn't complain about... not being able to sit here all afternoon listening to you. You're playing again tonight, opening for Codaline at the uber tiny Hollywood Forever Cemetery. So I don't know if there's a way for anybody to still be able to get into the show tonight, but that is happening. What about headlining shows here in LA, which is where you live now? Are you
soon.
Planning any?
Yeah. I mean, because the record's not out yet, we kind of just were like, you know, this is, you know, we got a fairly new band situation. We pared it down a bit because it's easier to move, you know, and it's just, you know, just kind of getting our sea legs with everything. So, opening slot is actually perfect right now, and it's
right.
been really nice. And Codaline is a great band, and their audience has been very receptive, and you know, they're good guys, so it's been good.
Yeah, their audience has been very receptive, as
yeah.
I noted last night. Definitely so. Well, listen, it's been great having you. Again, reminding everyone that Forever For Now is the name of the CD. It was produced by Grammy Award winner, and this is important to note, the chairman of Warner Brothers Records, Rob Cavallo. And that's important because when the chairman of your record label produces your album, it means one thing. It means it's really important to the record label. So they are really behind you. So that's great news. You must feel great about that. Congratulations for all of that. And if you'd like to know more about LP, you can find out on her website, which is imlp.com. And we want to thank you, Tim. Thank you for coming
Thanks,
in,
man.
Playing that beautiful 12-string acoustic guitar as well. And LP, you and your two badass rock and roll ukuleles.
By Martin as well.
By Martin as well.
I'll,
there
I'll
you go.
I'll plug that for them right there.
And before I forget, thank you to Tristan and Matt and Michelle for the engineering and recording today. And LP, you're welcome here anytime. We look
Jim,
forward to the
so
next
much.
Time that you're here
really
at 88.5 KCSN. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy
Thanks.
The show tonight. We'll get back now to the recorded music. This is one from White Lies. It's First Time Caller on KCSN.